himself a woman that loved to fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches, she catches too. Hey, mama, she fishes better than you.
We already talked a little bit about fishing. Just a couple of notes from the Division of Wildlife and Navi. We didn't have a chance because we got caught up in talking quicksand today. To just mention this from the Division of Wildlife, because of public safety concerns, they have an emergency closure of fishing at Panguitch Lake that took effect this week. Worries over that dam and, the stability of the dam. They're just taking every precaution they can.
Right.
The last word we heard was that there was a crack at the upper portion of the dam, and the closure is just to keep more people away from that area, all right?
Yeah. I've seen the footage on that.
Yeah, so anyway, just wanted to make sure that's out there for anybody down there in Garfield County. All right.
Well, yeah, it's going to fuse right into the fish bites because, we got a lot of snow in the mountains. We got a lot of water coming down. And I love fishing in April, and I love fishing the rivers in April, but they're just not fishable. Look, I've looked at the Weber River every day for 11 days straight. Not one day was it fishable. Some days it's flat out mud, blown out. Some days it's low enough color, but not really low, not low enough to fish. So, look, they're letting water out in intervals. There's no way you can predict it. You can't say it'll be good tomorrow. So just forget about fishing those rivers right now. That's what I would say. And so what I offer is an alternative, okay? Excuse me. I want to fish a couple lakes that are perfect now. When I say now, I mean April, May, June, like 60-day windows, 2 months of April, all of May, and 2 months of June. And those two places are Willard Bay and Utah Lake. And the reason why is because what they offer. So Willard Bay offers wipers and cats, also some walleye and crappie and things. Utah Lake offers cats, okay? Now, don't underestimate catfish. It's my favorite fish to eat. I mean, I love fish, but of all the fish I eat, catfish is by far my favorite. Don't eat the ones out of Utah Lake. They got some chemicals in there I just wouldn't try. You might glow in the dark if you do. But let me tell you about that fishery right now. Those catfish are going, okay? They're going to pick up speed. May is their peak run. So they're very, very active. If you got a fisherman that isn't the most mobile or athletic angler, maybe grandpa, maybe the kids, maybe the neighbor boys, let me tell you, take them there. You can't miss. The catfishing really picks up over this next 2 weeks and goes crazy in May. And I'm talking lots of fish. You're going to catch one. And I'm going to give you some strategies, and I'll take you to Willard Bay and do the same. So, I'm mostly going to bait fish here. You can catch them on a fly, but you still got to put the smelly jelly on. Odor matters. These catfish really smell with their tentacles. And so that lake is exceedingly shallow. So this is when you want to fish it because it's going to heat up, and it heats up faster than any other places. That's why I chose the two shallowest lakes, Willard Bay and Utah Lake. So two ways to fish them. Worm, shrimp, smelly jelly, stink bait. I think worm and shrimp are the best bets. And I like to run with a line through one of those egg sinkers because I like the fish to gobble it and then try to run. You don't want to set the hook. You want to let them eat it, and then they take off, and then it's a whole lot of fun. I'm just saying, just watching your rod tear off is a blast. The other way is with a bobber. You put a bobber, and I'm going 6 feet below. Same thing. You watch that bobber go down. Watch it go down. Don't yank the rod. Let it go all the way under. Let that fish eat it, and then set the hook. And really, you can't miss. If you want to get grandpa or whoever out there to Utah Lake, the weather's nice. It's warm. It's the warmest part of the valley and the shallowest, so it warms the water up faster, and that's a really great place. Willard Bay, same catfish techniques I just explained, but add the caveat of wiper. Wipers are amazing. They fight so hard. They're like plates. They only weigh like 5-6 pounds, but when they turn sideways, they're like a 10-pound fish. Now, you want to find them. That's the issue. You got to find them. They go all over the lake. There's a sunken houseboat out there, if you can find that with your sonar, then you're going to be right on them. The North Marina is a really great place now because it's even more shallow than the lake itself, and the wipers congregate to the warps. So they're going to fill that whole little, I don't know what it is, by the parking lot, that little bay area where they have the swimming. That's going to be packed with wipers any day now. And then as things warm up into May, it's going to be good in the North Marina by the trees, the South Marina, along the dike. Wipers are a lot of fun. You want pearl, silver, or gray?
All right.
I like pearl. You want to strip it, set that hook. You can throw, you know, cast masters. You can throw curlicues. Pearl curlicues are great. This is when you want to get out to those lakes because they're going to be red hot till about the second week of June, then it's over.
Hmm. All right. It's funny when you say those wipers, yeah, they're only 5 or 6 pounds, but they fight like a 10-pounder. You know how many 5 or 6-pound fish I've caught in my lifetime?
You don't come with me, Tim.
Not many. Not many. But when I have, you've been there. So anyway, all right, we got to take a break. That's your Fish Bites for another week. Coming up after the news at the top of the hour, looking forward to a conversation with Jason Jones. He's the Migratory Bird and Falconry Program Coordinator for the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about fledgling birds, the do's and the don'ts if you happen to find one in your front or backyard. So stay with us.